You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and I'm joined here by two very special guests. my sister, Jessica Going, and one of my coworkers, Chibuzo Azerbini. Did I get the name right?
You did.
Yes! Huzzah!
This is the most ridiculous group of people.
I think it's a good group of people, personally.
Well, we'll see.
I think... My regular co-hosts are not here today because I did not invite them on today.
I was about to say, did you just kick them out?
Yes, I did. I did. For today, we've had this plan for maybe a month now to have this group because I think this group would be interesting. And
do you not want the other co-hosts, like, intermingling with us?
I thought it would be, like, oil and vinegar.
Oil
and water.
Segregation.
Oil and vinegar is a delicious sandwich topping. Yes, oil and water.
When was the last time you had oil and vinegar on a sandwich?
I have it on every sub at Subway. Every time I go to Subway, I get oil and vinegar.
I actually do too.
So yeah. Do you really?
It's not odd.
Yeah.
Honey mustard, guys. Honey mustard.
I do not do. I'm not a big mustard person, just in general.
But honey mustard isn't mustard.
What is honey mustard?
Honey and mustard, but the honey overpowers.
That's mustard.
You don't invite your sister on the show.
Yeah, no, I'm not a mustard fan. There's this sandwich at the beautiful Tufts Dining Center, Hodgdon, that I always ask for without mustard, and it's literally just like it's like lettuce, tomato, ham, and mustard. So I just get like lettuce, tomato, and ham.
So what about your co-host made you think that he wouldn't vibe with the group?
Just very, very
affiliation?
Not political affiliation.
No, just like
I'm not really even sure of
bias?
Either of their political affiliations. I know their personalities. I know your personality.
And I'd be like,
you would not.
I don't know.
You would slap one of them in the next 5 minutes.
That's the only thing I can think of, man. I'm like, well, I guess I can't hit this kid.
Yeah.
And he was like, you don't want to come on the 29th.
Chibu, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
My name is Chibuzo Azubini. I grew up in Somerville my whole life. I used to be an amateur boxer.
Here we go.
I used to be a stand-up comedian.
That's a joke.
Maybe I'll get back. That is actually true. You can find it on YouTube, my friend.
What?
I did stand-up comedy from 2005 until 2008.
The more you know.
And until there, I moved to Florida and decided I didn't like the heat. So I came back.
Wow. What'd you do in Florida?
In Florida, I ran a security for a hotel.
That's amazing. That's
big not hotel? Really Little a, hotel?
Clevelander on South Beach. I'm sure anybody that's been to South Beach knows the Clevelander, so they'll be like, wow. And they'll probably be like, that guy?
Yeah.
Because how many people named Chibuzo are working there?
It's true.
That's an amazing story.
South Beach. Wonderful beach.
I just think it's so funny that me, a 19-year-old, like, imbecile, is having you guest host on the radio show. I just think it's funny.
I've lived a great life.
Yes, yes, indeed.
You're a good kid, so I'm sure throw you a bone.
I'm sure we'll get into that later. Wait, okay, me
Zachary,
and a song.
Zachary,
yeah.
Why did you want me on the show?
Because...
Say good things about me.
Well, my sister's here, too.
Well, I needed a third voice.
Really? You've done the show with only two show. People before?
Yeah, it works better with three, though, I feel. That's what I do over the school year, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
There was a little more of this.
And also, you've got a good like back and forth with Chibu. Like, you and Chibu like insult each other while I try to find a song.
Okay.
I would never insult Jessica. I've always
said. You're full of it.
She is the most beautiful short person that I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
If you are under 5 feet.
Jessica is under 5 feet.
I am under 5 feet.
Jessica is, for the record, Jessica is 4 foot. 10 and a half.
Damn.
My driver's license says 4'11", though, because I'm a liar. Yeah,
congratulations.
You were wearing those...
I'm wearing cloth.
I will say those shoes are ugly.
They're beautiful and perfect, and Mia Thermopolis would wear them.
Jessica
is running. I forget who that is already. And said in the car.
Jessica is running the Disney Princess Half Marathon dressed as Mia Thermopolis in February.
Shh, it's supposed to be a secret.
Oh, how the hell do you dress like Mia Thermopolis? Doesn't she just wear regular clothes?
I wear her school uniform. She has a school uniform in the beginning.
Oh, okay, so that's what you're
saying. Come on, this is not an adult radio show. Let's keep that.
Keep that to yourself.
Flying to Florida like, yes, I didn't know this Disney marathon got like this, brother.
They don't just allow people to watch. It's
what?
You have to buy a pass to watch.
Yo, you see this?
That's so Disney.
How much do you have to pay to run this marathon? That you should say.
It was to just run the half marathon, not to do any
just
of the...
Just to register for this thing.
Not to do any of the other races that weekend.
Yes.
I paid... about $200.
And this is somebody that's coming from Boston, so now you gotta buy a plane.
No, you gotta buy a plane.
No, we're gonna drive down.
Okay, but well. So you need to pay for driving down, which isn't like
cheap.
No.
And you also have to. Are you staying on property?
Yes.
Okay, so you gotta pay for the Disney hotels. Yep. And do you get like free park tickets with the half marathon thing?
No.
Okay, so you also have to buy park tickets.
But you get admission into their big like convention-y thing beforehand.
Which is where?
On the park, but it's
which secluded. Park though?
I don't know. It might be in a parking lot somewhere.
And then they charge the spectators to come and watch you.
Yeah.
Well, most
this
people
has got to be it, the like millionaire.
But also like you're watching in the park, so you're also like paying to be in the park while the marathon is happening.
Get to go on?
I think the rides are still going, right?
No, because guys, this happens at like 4 a.m.
So
it doesn't. It happens before park opens.
Wow.
So you're basically just paying to watch somebody run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess maybe...
If you're family...
I hope they don't charge the volunteers who hand out water along the route.
No, but like, you know who does that? People in character. Like, Mickey will hand you waters.
That's
stuff.
Awesome. So what's the route like?
It's around Epcot.
So it's just around Epcot? Like, it's not... Because isn't the marathon, like, Magic Kingdom to Epcot to Magic Kingdom again? Or
it might go to Magic Kingdom. I don't remember. I think, have a map.
I thought that your route was Epcot to Magic Kingdom, but... I could be wrong.
I mean, I'm just going to run where everybody else is running because I'm sure I'll be, like, in the back.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing the half
But you
part,
might, like, fall really far behind, Jessica. Like, you really need to...
That's
you should time. Really know this route.
They'll kick you off after 3 hours.
Jeez. Do they really?
Yeah. Because they have to open the park.
Wow.
That's messed up, man, because...
It's, like, well, 3:30.
4 a.m. to 7 a.m.
You have to be able to run a 15-minute mile.
Okay.
I guess that's reasonable.
Yeah.
To a lot, because you can walk.
Yeah.
A
15-minute mile easily.
I would hope.
So.
I can.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes, right now.
You just can't walk at literally your slowest pace.
For 13.1.
Yes, I can. I walk very fast too. That's why running has been okay. It's just building it up. It's hard.
Well, the marathon is that they do the Disney marathon, the full marathon.
They
that
do
we can
do a full marathon too.
Yeah, it's a qualifier. If you make under 15, you qualify for Boston.
That's true.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, so there are certain marathons that qualify you for Boston? It's not just you have to do any marathon?
I think there's certain courses that qualify. They gotta be whoever the marathon gods are, say.
That's
this
interesting.
This one is a run that, even though it's weird that one is, because it's all flat.
It's all flat, yeah.
So it's like...
Oh, I guess it's
anybody
like,
can
it's
run
like,
their best
it's
time.
It's humid, you know, it's hot. Like
that would be the... Well, they're doing it at 4 a.m.
That's and in true. February.
And in February.
I mean, it's Florida, so...
Right.
It can still get to be like 70s, 80s even at
Don't
that time
say
of
that.
The day.
You're freaking me out.
I'm just saying.
Chibuzo is an expert of 4 a.m. in Florida.
Hey, we didn't close till 5.
That's okay.
All right, play a song.
Here is Signed, Sealed, Delivered by Stevie Wonder.
Good choice. Said goodbye.
My heart just swelled when I saw Anastasia Somoza representing millions of young people on this stage. Because we changed our law to make sure she got an education. So it's true. I sweat the details of policy, whether we're talking about the exact level of lead in the drinking water in Flint, Michigan, the number of mental health facilities in Iowa, or the cost of your prescription drugs. Because it's not just a detail if it's your kid, if it's your family. It's a big deal. And it should be a big deal to your president, too.
And we're back.
Hello.
That was, of course, one of the excerpts from Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech at the DNC last night. Probably the best, or not the best part, but one of the most, like, one of the parts that hit me the most, because I think that's the best argument for Hillary Clinton, or the best argument she can make for herself, at least, which is that I am, like, detail-oriented, I know the ins and outs of policy, and I'm, like, literally the most qualified person to do that.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It was one of her better speeches.
Yeah. What's her speaking ability, Chibu?
I just say...
In that bit.
And I do support Hillary Clinton, but it's just the... Like, it sounds like somebody that's yelling at you. You understand?
That's true.
Where like... So that's not like a home... Like, when Bill Clinton talks, you hear somebody that's just talking to
their
friend.
You hear your friend, Bill, yeah.
And you're like, that's... Yes. And you just start... You sit there, and I didn't want to watch Bill Clinton's speech.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't care. I'll look at the excerpts on CNN afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And you just find yourself sitting there like, all right, brother, tell me what's going on. And he tells you a story, and
in
you're
the
like,
summer
yes.
of 1971. or
1975.
In the spring of 1971. No, it was 1971. They got married in 75.
That's not true.
Yeah.
That's,
I think he said the summer of 1971.
So. 71.
Fine.
I met a girl. Yeah.
And admittedly, Hillary is not the best public speaker.
She's not.
And she's never been. But I think this was the best of her speeches in that she was trying to control the room without... She can... When she has to control a room, there were a lot of interruptions during the speech. Sometimes she can get a little... What's the word Dad used that really made me mad? Shrill.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's a very male opinion.
Get out of here. It's... A sound that's heard. Well, I guess we're he's like, I mean, I don't know how your mother sounds.
Have you ever heard the word shrill used not to describe the way a woman of authority speaks?
I can't think of any examples
now.
That's putting a brother on the spot. Next week and
But we can
several.
Agree, public speaking is not her strong suit.
It's not Donald Trump's thing.
That's
either.
True.
Like, who wants to listen to that voice all day?
Some people do, no. Apparently.
They just want to hear what's coming out of their mouth, and they really just don't even want to hear that. They just want to see somebody flapping a gum. Yeah. So.
Or flapping, like, bangs.
It's weird. But, yeah, his speaking ability is garbage, too. So I'm
right.
Like,
but I thought she did a good job of trying to command the room without getting to some of her poorer speeches. She gets to a place that... often people find annoying, and I don't think she necessarily did that.
And I think she kind of used that effect to her advantage, I think, in this one, when she was talking directly to, like, opposition at some points, you know, where she would be like, isn't that a crazy idea, making sure kids aren't getting cancer and not getting treatment for it, you know? It made her sound like more stern, more powerful. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of important.
It'll get better.
Yeah.
She'll learn.
I mean, this is arguably the most important speech of the election.
I don't know if, like, her speaking ability, her public speaking ability, will ever get better than this. But if she's in office, it's not going to matter.
That's true.
Well,
she's going to get more done.
Like,
we don't know who's coming up in 2020.
Yeah, like,
it better. Just
I think
to make sure.
What the point of this convention basically was, like, saving her towards the end, was saying, like, if she's not the best public speaker, it doesn't matter so much because she's got Bill Clinton, she's got Barack Obama, she's got Joe Biden, she's got Tim Kaine, that are just making this
FBI
shell of rhetoric around
Emma.
Her.
a fan of Tim Kaine.
Everyone's a Kaniac now.
I want to see him play the harmonica.
Hey, listen, he just seemed like a real down-to-earth type guy.
That's definitely...
And his rhythm was smooth, man, to me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right.
I feel that.
I get it.
I was arguing with someone yesterday that they were saying that it was like one of the worst speeches of the night. And I'm like, it suffered from like lack of purpose. Like he went to a lot of different places.
Yeah.
But I think his delivery was fine. And they were like, oh, but his Trump impression was so bad. I'm like, but it wasn't supposed to be good. Like,
right.
This is not SNL.
Yeah. Like, he was making a point. He was saying like if you believe Donald Trump,
he kept saying, believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me. Which I was like, I kept wanting him to be like, yo, what's the first thing that somebody that's lying to you says? Believe me.
Yeah.
Or let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth. Well, what were you telling me before? You know what I'm saying? This is the same type of thing. I wanted him to say that so bad. Because I was like, well, every time he's like, believe me. I'm like, so we're just supposed to take that on air? Come on, brother.
I think that came across a little bit. I thought it was good. It was a bit of a repeat of his sort of introductory speech
from
last week.
And there were a lot of parts of Obama's speech that were repeats of his first endorsement. And I think the same could be said with Liz Warren's endorsement and with Bernie Sanders' endorsement. There was a lot of things taken from recent speeches. I mean, the don't boo vote thing that Obama said that's getting so much coverage now is something he said at his endorsement.
Oh, is it? I feel like I missed it.
I think that was just a recent hashtag.
Yeah.
Boo vote.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, that's because...
when he said it, that was it last the night before?
Yeah, it was Wednesday. Yeah,
that's when it was like...
Yeah.
But were there hashtags the first time he said
it? No. But that's because there's way less.
Was that invented at that time?
I'm sure there they added way, that post.
There are way less... viewers for the Barack Obama endorsement than there were for the Democratic National Convention.
It was a very good convention, though.
Yeah. I thought it was extremely well organized.
Great balloons.
Okay,
and they were very together. I didn't see a lot of Bernie Sanders people unnecessarily booing or not.
Yeah, that so, mostly happened day one.
It was
mostly day one. Yeah. A little day one, in the beginning of Hillary's speech yesterday.
I didn't catch that much at the beginning of Hillary's speech. I caught a lot during Leon Panetta's speech.
Oh,
like,
wow.
A lot of people were really railing against Leon Panetta, former director of the CIA. Yeah.
I think that's more of a Leon Panetta issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of ties into the view of Hillary as a war hawk, you know? So it's like, oh, if Leon Panetta's supporting her, boo wars, boo national security. Actually, John Allen's speech, too, kept getting interrupted by USA chants. Which I don't know if they were like sarcastic or.
I think most USA chants are sincere.
The fact that you can't tell that much these days says something, because before you knew.
Yeah.
If somebody was like, USA, you were like, these people are patriotic. Now you're like, maybe they're just being like.
Maybe they're being dicks. Yeah.
Well, and I would agree, except for I felt during this convention it was all very sincere, and I thought this was a really patriotic convention.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to a lot of other Democratic National Conventions in the past, they really tried to capture the patriotism that most RNC conventions have in spades, but this last one
that and family values is what people are saying, like, are the things stolen from the RNC to the DNC this year. Because, like, everyone's talking about, like, children, families, because that's, like, the Hillary Clinton thing, you know?
And yet we don't find her feminine.
Yeah, and we don't find her feminine.
Who said that?
Everybody. That's one of her big criticisms.
Focus groups?
Yeah.
Remember when she got railed at for saying she wasn't going to bake cookies?
And then they made her bake cookies.
Yeah,
and
then they made her bake cookies.
Well, I would stay away from that.
Okay.
All right, let's play a song or something.
Yeah, give me a song to play. Or suggestions.
Anything from Dave Matthews?
Not anything
really?
From Dave Matthews.
Why?
Zachary, I will disown you if you play Dave Matthews.
What? I'll do Johnny Clegg.
Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, Johnny Clegg is a fine replacement.
Johnny Clegg is great. I love Johnny Clegg.
Wow.
Mm. Okay.
That's both South African. One brother can't get respect.
I like Johnny Clegg. I like that song from the George of the Jungle movie. Dave Matthews is just a jam band. I don't like jam bands.
What is a good... Okay, that's a good...
Dayla is a good one.
No, Dayla is too,
It's the
popular
one from the George of the Jungle movie. It's very good.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Diamonds on the soles of her shoes.
she's crazy. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, "Ooh." Talking about, as if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. On aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, "Ooh." About. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
That was Johnny Clegg with Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World, followed by Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Paul Simon doing Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Good great choices. Song. Good
thank
choices.
You. Thank you, Chibu.
I'm not saying who gave him the ideas, but they were great.
All right. Thank you, Chibu. So we hear you have a bit of a message for us. Is that,
I do. Okay.
Is that true?
Stop the texts. Stop the wrecks. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, Using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reaction as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. This has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Ooh, that was well done.
Very good job.
Well, I try.
I put on the Gershwin in the background. I thought it was pretty
Oh,
well.
I thought that was somebody's phone going off.
Oh, no, that's Novelette and Fourths.
I thought it that myself at first. I was like, Jessica, come on now.
I like a little Gershwin, though.
Throw some shade on me like that, girl.
No.
I find that Gershwin is really, really good talking music.
It is. I enjoy it. Yeah. That's why I'm going to the jazz festival tomorrow.
Jessica's going to the Newport Jazz Festival.
Hmm.
I am.
You driving down?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the hazard lights in the car just broke, so...
Oh my God, don't say that on the radio. You're going to make mom so nervous.
Yeah.
Is she really listening?
Yes.
Probably.
She just texted me about it.
Yeah, wait. Let's check the viewership.
Do you have your online, like...
Yes. So online, we've got 9 listeners, which is pretty good.
Ooh.
And then however many that are in cars at 10:35.
Yeah, where are they going?
If Michael Fang isn't listening right now...
I'd be really upset.
This brother, I get to work.
Peter, Nate. I'm...
Ian.
I don't think we told Ian? I don't think we told Ian.
It's okay, because Tom. This will be stored for 2 weeks.
That's
so
true.
We can play it for them.
It's like a time capsule.
Here it goes. So, because I didn't tell my parents. I'm going to be on the radio. I feel like my dad will be like, what is this kid saying?
Words are like bullets.
So I'll let it ride, and then people are like, that was a very nice thing. I'll be like, Dad, by the way, I did this the other week. Like,
You're on community radio. You're being listened to all the way up to halfway between us and Lowell. That's like 20 minutes away.
I think it cuts out a little bit before Lowell.
No, halfway. Because UMass Lowell radio is on the same frequency, so it cuts off halfway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why it was like cutting out in Charlestown last time.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well.
And you can always listen online, WMFO.org.
Yep. Shout out your online people. They don't say the names on you?
No, it doesn't.
No, because just that's gives me like a little too WikiLeaks.
5, 4.
If you're like, hey, thanks for this person listening.
Yeah. No one's listening to the high quality stream, which kind of makes me sad, but what are you going to
do? Can people call in? Is that something we allow?
It's not something that I'm going to allow today. So.
Okay. Well.
It's messed up, man. Might have a lot of people trying to call right now, brother. I can respond to anything.
Chibu, they can call into your phone. Do you want to give your number out on the radio?
If a certain Nate Schindler is listening, that's 855-915-WMFO.
Oh, please let Nate call in.
No, because Nate wouldn't be allowed to say anything that we wouldn't have to bleep out.
That's
I'd just
very
be like,
true.
Cut him off.
I don't have the air horn today, so I can't really...
I'd just be like, hang up. Oh, we lost you, man. I'm sorry, brother.
Nate would just come in and play the weird shame bell.
Shame.
Or I'd be like, Nate.
Shame.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's
okay, this is getting...
That's approximately what you would say. Just approximately. Ooh, man.
Yep. Chibu,
I feel like, what else is going on in Jessica's life?
That's a good question.
Because she seems like the most active of us. Running marathons, Newport Jazz Festivals.
True.
Are you going alone to the Newport Jazz Festival?
Yeah, I was supposed to go with my friend Tara, but then she got a job working on this documentary in New York, so she's not here.
Having friends that work on documentaries, look at this
it's
excitement.
It's a really interesting documentary about like the black college system and black college, the history of black college.
Does she need me to stand in and say, this is how I thought of my college
say,
life?
I went.
You didn't go to an all-black college.
My name is Chibuzo. I went to Howard.
I could have applied.
You could have applied.
And you can still ask, like, how was the application process? Well, it was sending a letter.
She's editing stock footage.
Was the application process that you didn't go through?
Yo, the one that I went through was, these three colleges seem close by and cheap. Here you go.
What colleges did you apply to?
Like, I ended up going to UMass Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Salem State College, definitely. And I can't, it was only one other one. And like I was just like, and I got accepted to them all. Ago? And I was just like, thanks. UMass Boston, right on the train line. My brothers, peace out.
Not bad.
It was cheap back then.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
nice.
Sure it's I only paid like $5,000
a year. Or like,
even if it was a semester, it would
total?
Be cheap.
Yeah,
but I think it might have been a year.
I wonder what's
not 2000. Really a selling point for Tufts Radio. They don't really want you talking about.
Oh, this. My bad. Tufts was my first choice, but my
you
grade point
paid,
average
but you didn't
was
have the $66,000.
Grade
a
point
year.
Average was Tufts not
so
that great.
You would have paid any amount of money to go to Tufts. Doesn't matter.
I've had friends that have gone to Tufts and have excelled in life, I guess. Well, they have good jobs. Man, this boy just got here. And we'll see what becomes of him. But he
hey,
has a radio show
radio
now.
Show.
So that's more than I could have said.
I'm getting that the total cost of UMass Boston per year is $26,000 right now.
Ooh. That's steep.
Although it's saying the tuition is $1,714 per year. So I don't really know where that $25,000 comes from.
Did they build the dorms yet? Because when I was there, they were supposed to have built dorms so you could stay on campus.
I don't think they have housing yet. So
that's a project that's been going on since 2005.
Yeah. it's
a
problem.
There you go, Tufts. UMass Boston can't build dorms, man. Yeah. You win.
I don't know if Tufts has built dorms in the past 25 years.
But they have them existing. We don't.
They do exist. That's true. That's true. They might be from 1980 something, but they exist.
SUNY Purchase had new dorms, and they were called Fort Awesome.
You'd I don't one. Think we should ever bring up your SUNY Purchase years.
Yeah, it seems
Purchase
like university.
Really great institution. Stanley Tucci went to SUNY Purchase.
And I've told you that Stanley Tucci is an average actor.
He's pretty good. Caesar Flickerman is... Is a great character.
Mm.
Yes.
Tucci.
Ah.
Hunger Games.
Edie Falco. Wesley Snipes.
Hunger Games.
Wesley Snipes went to SUNY Purchase.
He did, yeah. He was in the acting conservatory.
We've got Jessica Biel.
Oh, man.
She
went to
Meredith
SUNY Purchase?
Vier. No, Tufts.
Oh.
Jessica Biel went to Tufts. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, she did. Because we have had sightings of her at our theater.
Really?
She came in there before, yeah.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Well, Matt Damon's been in there before.
What?
This is way before you guys were even of age to know.
I guess that makes sense for Matt Damon.
Of age to go into the theater? I didn't realize that.
I'm just saying, like, you were young and you wouldn't be going there to see a movie by yourself. And I don't even know if you would know who Matt Damon was at the time. How old are you?
I think we always knew who Matt Damon was.
I mean, I did go to work with my dad for a little bit. At a wee age.
I do remember a little annoying girl being around sometimes.
Yeah, thanks.
There was, who else? Jessica Biel, Meredith Vieira.
Peter Gallagher.
Went to Tufts.
Went to Tufts.
Who else? Hank Azaria.
Oh.
That's good.
Is that true? I thought he just spoke at commencement.
Former U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, went to Tufts.
Boo.
Are you sure about all these?
Okay. Yes. These are 100% okay. Scott Brown. I believe Scott Brown went to Tufts. Let me
You're not sure.
I'm like 90% certain.
You know who went to SUNY Purchase?
Go ahead.
Moby.
You know, I do love Moby.
It didn't help me in any way.
He's a sociology major. Yep. Zach will play a Moby song.
Tufts University, class of 1981. I'm not going to play Moby.
You absolutely are.
He's not. And
class
been
of 1981.
Thanks.
I just think that's really cool. Yeah. Scott Brown. Scott Brown. Although I don't like Scott Brown, but just generally.
Who does? Not New Hampshire.
That's true. What did he run for in New Hampshire? Did he run for senator or did he run for governor?
He ran for senator, I think.
Yeah.
I can't be sure.
He ran for something. Yeah.
I want to say senate, but could have been governor.
Whatever.
What's he doing with his life now?
Like, I find that so weird.
Things.
Like, when people will move to other states to become their representatives. Unless you've lived there for a couple years or, like...
If you have a certain ideology and you're like, they'll agree with this up here.
Yeah.
Let me move there so I can get into the game.
It's just so weird, though, because you can imagine, like, let's say Scott Brown did win, like, the Senate, and he's, like, in the Senate, and he's like, I represent the great state of New Hampshire. It's like, how do you know? Like, how do you know if this is a great state? I've lived in Massachusetts 19 years, and I'm still not sure if it's a great state.
Massachusetts is a great
state. It is a great state, actually. I'm going to
say
it.
It's great, man.
It's pretty awesome, actually.
You can compare.
Well,
yeah.
It's better than Florida.
How is Florida compared to Massachusetts?
Hot.
How were those stand your ground laws?
Yeah, please. That I will not talk about.
How many times did you have to ask people to check their guns at the door?
I actually have had to tell people, like, yeah, you can't bring that in here. They're like, what? In the bar?
Like, yeah. What if I can't?
Well, I'm drunk while I'm carrying an Uzi.
Well, I'm a cop. Well, are you on duty? No. And get out. I don't have time for this. Unlike your boy Donald, who was like, yes, I wished everybody was armed in that bar in Orlando. Then we would have shot the guy. How irresponsible is that?
That makes sense.
That is a statement he said.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody can say anything about that. That is a statement he said, and that's garbage.
He also said that we should have more guns in schools.
And also he just told the Russians to get themselves involved in a U.S. election through hacking.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to go off on this guy.
Well, I'm just saying that is actually like... Like, I'm not going to accuse him of treason, but that's espionage. Like, that, yeah. It doesn't...
Seems illegal at best.
Basically, if I don't win, I'll give you some information.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
The man speaks irresponsibly.
He likes Vladimir Putin so much because he just wants to be brave enough to shave his head.
Does Vladimir Putin have a shaved head?
Yes.
Vladimir Putin is one of the bravest people, like, around... You know, he, like, hunts tigers, like,
takes
I don't love
shirt
the guy.
Off a lot.
But, yeah, Vladimir Putin has hair.
To hunt a tiger is not a brave thing to do.
Are you looking at old pictures of Vladimir Putin?
No, I'm looking at, like, recent pictures. He's got, like, a little bit of hair.
Oh, he's got, like, a little bit of hair.
Yeah, he doesn't have a shaved head.
He's got the George Costanza, I'd call it.
I take my comment back.
For those
but
of us who watch Seinfeld.
I'm sorry, we're not all as old as you.
Oh, that's a great show that's still on air. Get out of here.
It's not on air. Well, it's in syndication.
Do I need to reach over? Because I will.
I dare you.
So if your mother hears that...
Yeah.
That was your daughter.
Believe it or not, isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
This is great.
I must be out.
This is the best thing ever.
The phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
It's funny, George. Sometimes you don't know how you're really feeling about something until a person like you comes along and articulates it so...
Articulate.
Yeah, that's just George Costanza snorting. But,
I'm glad you played that song.
I don't understand this text from our father. He just texted me the word Chelsea. Oh, you're not talking about Clinton, Dad, are you? You're talking about where it cuts off the radio station. I bet you that's what you're saying. You can text me back to confirm.
One of my reoccurring guests just asked if you voiced Sarah Lynn from BoJack Horseman, and I don't get that at all. I don't think your voice
sounds like that at all.
Anything like Kristen Schaal.
I mean, I like Kristen Schaal. She's a horse, but...
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Kristen Schaal is? She's been in everything.
She's
something popular.
She's in everything.
She's a really popular voice actress.
Flight of the Conchords.
Never saw.
Okay. Yeah, she does a lot of voice work. So actually.
Well, okay, we're going to play a clip.
No, I'm not going to play a clip.
All right.
But
whatever you're doing, do I need to?
She's a comedian. Okay. She's been on The Daily Show a lot. Okay. Actually, the more I think about it, the more I think, like, these are all things that you've never watched before. Like, she just does not fall into your...
It's
Bob's
hard
Burgers.
To keep up with the popular no. culture.
Okay.
Bob's Burgers?
Last Man on Earth?
No.
The TV show? Okay.
I've never even heard of that.
She had a reoccurring role on 30 Rock.
I never watched 30 Rock.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. You really...
Do you only watch
Kristen
Grey's
Wade.
Anatomy? Is that, like, your thing?
And Seinfeld, as we just saw.
That's true.
Hey, I'm not ashamed of watching Grey's Anatomy. It's a good show. For the first 10 seasons, and now
I like that
for the first
the heart in the
10
box.
Seasons.
Now it's what it is, so we'll deal
but
with it.
But you still watch it.
Last Man on
try
Earth.
Try to keep up.
what else has she been on?
After Eric Dane died, it was hard for me, but
that's true.
I kept going.
not Eric Dane died, the actor, but his character on the show.
We
I
don't want to
make Mark Sloan.
I just want to make sure that people are not like, what? Eric Dane is dead? Watch, pull up your Facebook and the people will be like, R.I.P. Eric Dane. I just heard this on WMFO. Be like, yo, the brother's alive.
Apparently, and like, Eric Dane not died like the last 5 years ago.
He ran the brother named Chibuzo is not the final word on Eric Dane's life.
You're vastly
I hope
over.
Nothing happens to the brother in the next week or so, because people be like, that was really cryptic.
I think you're vastly overestimating the amount of people who watch this.
Well, nine people might be like, hey, R.I.P.
Who read this show.
And that gets out to whoever else, and they're like, what? And all of a sudden people are Wikipedia-ing.
Eric Dane. You'll find the Wikipedia edits number for Eric Dane has gone through the roof. Actually, I can edit things on Wikipedia.
See, I find that very odd.
Don't spread lies.
He can. He's done it for me before, and I was like, I just want to see if he can do this.
Is this like?
And I hope the Wikipedia people aren't listening.
is this
be like revoke that on, going? Man.
He's on that show, The Last Ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Isn't
watched
that
it,
a musical written by Sting?
Well, that's also there's also a musical written by Sting called The Last Ship.
It's very good. I liked the music to that show.
Eric Dane died. How did he die?
Well, he died in a plane crash on the show.
Died in a plane.
No, technically, that's way too morbid.
He died as a result of injuries from the plane crash.
Yeah, he was back at the hospital.
Died.
You've told me about
as
it before,
a result.
You saw the show.
Of complications. I did,
but yeah.
As a result of complications
from a plane crash.
From a plane crash. What's a better way to say that? Complications.
I don't know.
From his injuries from a plane crash.
Sustained during a plane crash.
He also lost on again, off again girlfriend.
No.
Lexi Gray.
In 2012.
What's that actor's name?
I don't remember.
Plane crash.
Neither do I. She was
in 2012.
What's the movie that like makes fun of the teen romantic comedies, like it makes fun of She's All That, but she was
teen movie.
Yeah, she was in that. I believe she was in that. Cute girl.
Inserted a statement about Eric Dane's.
So just so everybody
death.
Knows, Zach is actually editing it's, Wikipedia
really
right
is.
Now.
Zach is changing.
Yeah, you can go to the Eric
him.
Dane Wikipedia page, and it will. It will now say as the last sentence on his main description.
Yo, if anything happens to this guy, man, they are coming for us.
This is such bad karma.
It's not good, man. It's really not good.
Well, they won't come for us, though. They'll come for Zach.
They will, but, like, I put the story out there.
I don't think they're going to come for anybody.
All right, Zach.
I'm just
saying.
Until
somebody's knocking on the glass. Because I'll be like, I don't know what to... How did I get here?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's so scary.
So you worked as a stand-up comic, Chibu.
I wouldn't say worked.
Worked. You experimented in the world of stand-up.
Tell us a
paid
joke.
For it.
Give us some of your act.
I don't do that. Because if I said I was a boxer, would you say punch me in the face?
No. No, but I'd say, like, punch Jessica in the face or punch Nate in the
She's
face.
She's going to get that
Colin,
anyways.
I stopped listening.
And Nate's been punched. He knows. So that is... I don't say jokes, but you can go to YouTube and you can look up Chibu Comedy, and there are some...
Chibu Comedy.
I think that's what my boy put it on there.
Chibu Comedy. How clean is it?
Not clean.
Don't play anything. I have my own PSA.
I love how the description of Chibu Comedy, the video on YouTube, is your son, Chibu Ezzurbini, rocks the comedy studio. And it's spelled yo son. Just
hey,
say.
I don't write these things. I didn't put that on there.
Oh, okay. Sure. I have my own PSA. It's from your mother. She says, Zach banned Dad and I from texting during the show. Don't let him do that! ! Make him stop! ! It's wrong to edit that shit.
I think he killed the last part.
I killed your mic.
He did. It's wrong to edit that. And then she says a word I can't say on air.
Mrs. Going getting fresh. Well,
that's weird. That's my mother.
That's weird to say.
I wouldn't ban your parents from texting you?
I just
it's half your viewership.
Yeah, it's about a fifth of my viewership.
Is my mic
readership?
On?
It is.
Yeah, it's on. Well, no, I did it because texts for some reason show up on my computer, and I play all my music off my computer. So every time we'll be playing Paul Simon, and you'll just hear like a ding. Like, well, Paul Simon did not intend for that ding.
Well, that's a weird thing to have on your laptop.
Yeah, he doesn't need to have it.
I don't know why. It just like started one day and I don't know how to turn it off.
You go to Tufts and you can't figure out why you're getting text to your laptop.
I'm not a computer science person.
Well, no.
I'm sure you know somebody.
Actually.
Yeah.
I know a few people.
Be like, can you get this off my computer, please? The guys at the radio station should be able to tell you how to do that.
Yeah.
Guys, what do you think? They're explaining it to you, but you're not listening.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm missing Barack Obama right now. I think we really need Obama.
I thought you were going to play that hours ago.
I thought so, too.
And or Obama. Minutes since we've only been on the air for.
Not very quick with the uptake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zay.
What?
Nothing. You're a great guy.
Chew, what's your favorite color?
Green.
It's a good choice.
This makes me so patriotic.
Are we still waiting? Are we not supposed to talk?
I don't know.
I'm very scared. Why are you saluting?
I think this kid hit...
Play? Yeah, I was playing.
I didn't hear anything.
Why couldn't we hear it?
Oh, really? You guys couldn't hear that?
No.
That was Obama talking.
That didn't come across.
Oh, that was definitely on.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that.
My ears.
I really just thought you were screwing up.
That's why I was like...
I'm pretty sure.
That explains why you muted our mics, though.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like fairly certain.
We were like, I think this kid hit the wrong button. No, we couldn't hear.
Oh, we have more texts.
What did it say that was just dead air?
Yeah, it was dead air.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
That was 30 seconds of dead air.
Yeah, I hit the wrong button, probably.
Okay.
It was a minute of dead air, but whatever.
Okay. Cool.
I called it.
Yeah. For those of you at home, we were supposed to play a clip of Obama talking about the ADA, but I guess that didn't play.
And you can't pull it back up?
I mean, I can, but why waste time now?
You already took a minute from their lives. What's
I guess
another one?
If people want, give the people what they want.
They're going to be like, what
don't
was it?
Press
what
the
was
same
so
thing
important?
I'm not going to press the same
and he wanted
button.
To play, and then it didn't. Somebody muted him.
Yeah. I was censored, if you will. Yeah. Is that on?
There it is.
20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class
citizens. Very West Wing music.
It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations,
exactly,
but by
it's a fight.
Our potential.
West Wing?
As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that
promise. She's watched West Wing.
I'm on
still
working
I think she might be a little ahead of me. Or I think we might be in the
right
same part.
Right to live and work without limits.
Season
the right
five
to equal justice
show?
Under the law. And the right of every person in this country
to
reach
alive
the American
was going
dream.
On.
It's true.
We've come a long way since 1990.
What, like,
and I'm committed
60,
to making
70.
Even more progress in the
I'm
years ahead.
Sloppy.
Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All right, we're coming towards the end. Should we play an outro song? Maybe.
Should play that.
Do you have a few final things to say to the readers at home, Chibu?
Readers. Well,
readers.
To all of those texting Jessica, Sean Going is the man. I wasn't told to say Sean going for president because your kids won't vote for you.
It's true.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Generally. That's or maybe. I don't know.
I'd vote for you, Sean.
Depends what his platforms are. I don't really.
Yeah, it, I mean, it's been changing over time, so. Yeah.
The man gets it now.
Cool. Any last words, Jess?
If you're at the Newport Jazz Festival this weekend, buy me some food because I'll be hungry.
It's kind of weird. You don't want a stranger. A you don't want a stranger no, just coming up to you and be like, drink. Are you from the radio? Here's a drink.
Are you Jessica going?
Don't give him my full name.
You think they're just going to walk around yelling?
Yeah, that's Jessica. How I would do it.
Jessica from the radio.
And would you be like, I'm right here?
Yes, I would. I know how to make friends.
Get out of here. Hey, don't make those type of friends.
All right. Okay. All right. What song do we want to end with?
I was promised LL Cool J.
Yeah.
LL Cool J.
Okay.
What song? I'm not as familiar.
Well, might as well play Mama Said Knock You Out.
That's a good one.
There we go. That's one. Thank you both for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Here is Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J.
Come on, man. And with the look